Track 14, Neil's Last Word. Now, I did warn you at the beginning that Neil's contributions this week gave us a rather closer insight into life at Shady Pines than perhaps we've had before, apart from the one about the toilet seat, maybe. So here, with what you might call the bare facts, is the man himself with his last word.
I was in the netherworld as I idly pulled off my T-shirt while changing in preparation for popping out to lunch with Mrs. H. These casual lunches often consist of a review of the jobs I have not got round to doing at Shady Pines. I was pondering what I would learn over a sandwich and a coffee when suddenly I was jerked out of my contemplation by a voice that communicated utter disbelief. "Look at the size of your gut!" exclaimed an astonished Mrs. H. "You have to lose weight. It's so unhealthy to have all that round your waist. You need to exercise more." "I know," I replied testily. "You always say that, but you never do," she said dismissively. "Just do a few minutes each day." The conversation ended there, but was picked up again at lunch when I ordered a bulging sausage sandwich. "Just look at that," Mrs. H said with exasperation. "That's a heart attack waiting to happen." There followed a period of stony silence before normal relations were restored and Mrs. H launched into her rundown of must-dos. The annoying thing is that Mrs. H is, as always, right about the state of the Haverson gut. Furthermore, she does a bit of exercise which puts me to shame. So, since hurtling round Shady Pines pushing the vacuum cleaner doesn't apparently put sufficient stress on my body, I'm going to have to do some stretches and strains. When I was at work, I would be regularly going up and down two or three flights of stairs. Lunchtime would see me powering around the city, usually executing one of Mrs. H's lists. Retirement lunchtimes involved doing my best to have a healthy lunch while sneaking a treat or two under Mrs. H's radar. I did join a gym once. It was unlikely that I would have done it if I hadn't gone along on an assignment for Let's Talk to write a feature on exercise for those no longer in the flush of youth. In a rash moment, I found myself signing up for membership. I stuck it for quite a while, but I never really was a gym person. It struck me that most of the people there were already fit and were simply there for maintenance. I'd go on some torture machine that involved pushing up a bar and find I had to adjust the weights to a much lower level than what the previous muscle-bound user had had them. I remember that come January the place would be overflowing with people who had resolved to lose weight in the new year. Come February, they'd all vanished, and it was back to the usual fanatics, plus me. When I found a lovely hot shower and a restorative visit to the gym's cafe outshone the exercising, I decided it was time to stop. And I must say, I didn't miss the distinctive aroma that wafted around the room produced by all those perspiring bodies. Of course, I pledged to continue the exercise regime at home, draw the front room curtains to avoid prying eyes, and do press-ups, sit-ups, and leg contortions to achieve an enviable physique. Yes, you have guessed it. Despite my best intentions, I could easily convince myself that there were more critical things I needed to do, ones that involved less exertion than leaping manically around doing star jumps. So here we are, with a rather tight belt, I'm desperately trying to eat a healthy diet and eliminate snacks. And I've resolved to do one other thing, not to remove my shirt in front of Mrs. H.
Thank you, Neil. How nice of you to reveal all. Almost.